there. Yes. Yes, I mean you. You're listening to Silent X Radio, and I'm Allie with a Silent X. It's Wednesday at 7-ish, so that means we've got an hour-ish of oldies. If you'd like to call in and join our awesome yurt party, which is currently consisting of Yasmin and I, please call 413-559-6766. That's 413-559-6766. We've got some more music for you, and after this next song, I'm going to do a dramatic reading of a short story that I wrote for a class very recently. But here's the song first, and that is Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, the blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. It won't be long till happiness steps up to greet me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. My mother hasn't figured out how to tune into Yurt Radio yet today, so I'm going to wait to read that short story until she gets on, because she's probably, you know, a good 30% of my listeners. Anyway, up next we're listening to Sloop John B. by the Beach Boys.
We come on the Sloop John B. My grandfather around Nassau Town we did roam, drinking all night, got into a fight. Well, I feel so broken, I wanna go home. So hoist up the John B. sail,
Up next, we've got Here, There, and Everywhere. And maybe after that, we will have the awesome short story. Here it is. Here, There, and Everywhere by the Beatles.
To lead a better life, I need my love to be here. Here. Making each day of the year. Changing my life. She doesn't know he's there. I want her everywhere. And if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere. Knowing that love is to share. Each one believing that love never. Watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there. I want her everywhere, and if she's beside me, I know I need never care. But to love her is to need her everywhere. Knowing that love is to share. Each one watching their eyes and hoping I'm always there. You'll be there and everywhere. Here, there, and everywhere.
Well, Yasmin is currently looking something up on my Facebook, or on her Facebook, because her computer has a virus, so I still can't read that short story. That means I have to pick another song. There's an ant invasion in the yurt. It's gross. I hate ants. They're gross. They're gross. They're really gross. Yeah. Yasmin broke the yurt. If any signers are listening, if the yurt is broken, it's because Yasmin broke it. If you don't know Yasmin, well... Oh, yeah, Yasmin blames the glitter. Here, tell us about the glitter, Yasmin.
The glitter?
Yeah, tell us
about
the glitter.
I was attacked by a Twilight, and I lost. That's pretty much it. And now I'm covered in lots and lots of lovely glitter, which will never come out.
Wait, how did this happen?
How did this happen?
Yeah.
There was like a glitter fight between Christian and B.
Yeah.
And I was somehow involved. So this is like my testimony here.
Wasn't there some silly string involved?
Yeah. It was. I was told to attack B with silly string, and naturally, I said yes because I was working on a paper. And
about Berlin.
Yeah, or actually both Berlin and garages.
So. And if you saw this girl, she is completely covered in glitter. She's wearing this Superman shirt that's just sparkling, and her hair is just like
sparkling.
It's sparkling.
Yes, I'm very sparkly with my glitters. So
glitters. Yeah. So you, Christian, came to your room and said, "Hey,
attack.
Will you help? Will you go attack?
Will you help me?
Will you help me attack
B?" Apparently, he warned me, but I didn't hear him that B was armed as well.
Oh.
With glitter hairspray.
Okay.
Which I found out the hard way.
So, you went to B's room.
I feel like I'm being cross.
Yes.
Questioned.
No, I'm interviewing you. This is an interview.
Yeah.
You went to B's room.
Yes, I did go to B's room.
And
I went very sneakily, by the way.
Did you have the silly string at the time?
Yes, I did have the silly string at the time. It was green, and it was in my hand.
Yeah, and then you sprayed B with it.
Yes,
and then she sprayed you.
Yes, I did not know she was armed, and therefore glitter got all up in her.
Oh, jeez. Did Christian go up and spray B before?
From my understanding, that is what happened.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
I wasn't there personally, but it's from what I hear, this is what happened. So
Christian texted me, "Are you in your room?" And then he shows up 10 seconds later, pounding on my door.
By the way, I totally knew.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
He was completely out of breath, and he's like, "Ellie, I need asylum." And I was like, oh.
Did he hear us trying to get him?
He knew you were in his room. You guys went into his room.
Yeah.
And so he came up to my room, and he's like, "Ally, I need asylum." Him. And then he spends like 10 seconds in my room and is like, "Actually, I just came up here so that I could borrow your silly string." And I have this silly string that my friend Mesa, and Mesa, if you're listening, your silly string was used wisely. Yeah, so he took my silly string.
We went to his room initially to attack him.
And his room was, he left his room unlocked. Well done, Christian. And what'd you do to his room?
Well, I had the silly string, and I proceeded to tag the wall with "Yam was here," only I ran out of the silly string before I could finish, so it now says "Yam wa."
Yeah, he said it had "Yam."
Yeah, "Yam wa." So,
okay.
That's to be more precise. And there is also glitter on his chair and on his pillowcase. If you're listening, Christian, you should wash that stuff.
Yeah, I think he's over. He's with the show for someone's
somewhere.
Day 3. Anyway, we've got another song for you coming up. And we've got "Living on a Prayer" for all of those people currently involved in the silly string v sparkles war. "Living on a Prayer."
Mm-hmm. I think I've been inhaling too much hairspray now.
That was "Living on a Prayer" by Bon Jovi. Anyway, up next, I'm going to read you a short story because I've decided that I need to do more talking in this show. Even though I hate radio shows with talking, but this is a college radio show. I'm not a professional. If I were a professional, I wouldn't talk. Or maybe I'd have two shows, one where I talk and one where I don't. Anyway, this is going to be the talking portion of the show. I'm going to read you a short story because Yasmin wanted to hear it. And I don't want to, I feel like it should be read out loud, but I didn't want to read it out loud while I was doing a radio show. So I'm going to read it out loud while I'm doing a radio show on air. Anyway, here it comes. The beginning of the story will be as follows. I start by walking through the door, and then I stop. Then I look from right to left and see no people. I step outside my house and am trampled to death. That is the end of the story. Now I'm going to write the middle. It starts when my foot leaves the step. It starts when I drift forward onto the street. That's when the middle starts. The truth is that I don't go straight from the step to the sidewalk. The truth is I went somewhere else. The middle is about where I went when I stepped off the stair. The middle is between when I left the stair and when I stepped onto the pavement. It happens before I reach the sidewalk and am trampled to death. That's when it happens. But this is the beginning of the story, so I'm going to talk about standing on the step for a while. Life is like a box of chocolates. You eat them and then they're gone. That was the thought I had when I first stepped out of my door and onto the stair. I was thinking that thought because I had just finished a box of chocolates. See, I like to eat my favorite chocolates last and my least favorite chocolates first. To do this, I have to taste each chocolate and leave little crescent moons in the box until I come back and finish them in the right order. The other way to do it is to eat them one at a time like a normal person. That leaves the order up to chance, and I might accidentally eat my least favorite chocolate last and have a bad taste in my mouth for the rest of the day. Eating chocolates is stressful for me. Fortunately for me, I wouldn't have to have the flavor of my least favorite chocolate in my mouth for the rest of the day because I was going to be trampled to death in a fraction of a second. Not that I knew that. The way to nullify the effects of having the flavor of my least favorite chocolate in my mouth is to have the memory of eating my favorite chocolate fairly fresh. The trick is to eat all of the chocolates relatively quickly so that the memory of eating my favorite chocolate is almost as fresh as eating the last chocolate, in case the last chocolate is not my favorite chocolate. Unfortunately, that means that I had to eat all of the chocolates at the same time, and very quickly, and my stomach hurt. I think stomached should have a T at the end of it. Stomached is so much more climactic than stomach. Either way, my tummy hurt. So I was stressed out from eating chocolates that were supposed to make me feel better, and my stomach was hurting from too much chocolate. That's about enough for the beginning of the story. Here's some middle. So as I said, I looked up and down the street before I left the stair. I was looking for someone in particular, a friend of mine named Jeremy. He often walks up and down my street, drawing things in chalk on the pavement. Jeremy was nowhere to be seen. When I left the stair, I was heading towards the sidewalk, and when I reached the sidewalk, I was going to go left. Left would take me to the park. Obviously, I did not make it to the sidewalk, nor to the left, nor to the park. Instead, I appeared in a place with such thick fog, I thought the point of this transport was that I died and gone to heaven. I actually hadn't died. I had participated in a monumental event in instantaneous transportation, and I suppose that, in and of itself, and death are similar concepts. But I wasn't dead. I was in San Francisco. Up to my right rose a large building. I saw it, and it said C's on it in black and white lettering. Now, the box of chocolate I had just finished was C's Candies, so one can imagine how very much I thought that my stomach had exploded and I was either dead and in heaven or in a coma having a very strange dream. I reasoned out heaven due to the severe lack of divine light, and I pinched myself on the arm enough times to know that I was not, in fact, in a coma. My arm hurt. So I looked up at the building to my right. It was a C's candy plant. I had nothing planned. Going to the park was out, so I walked towards the plant. There was a front door right in the middle, and I walked in. There was an information desk, but there was nobody at the front at the information desk. Hello? I still said hello, because sometimes people are behind the desk and you can't see them. There was nobody at the information desk. So I went to the left, and there was a door that said staff only. I could have been staff. Maybe I was an undercover operative sent without my memories to eat a whole box of chocolate and appear back at the plant to give an unbiased review. Or maybe I was lost and about to die. I went through a few more doors. More doors sounds like Mordor from Lord of the Rings. When I went through the fourth door, I was in a huge room and there were hundreds, maybe thousands of chocolate workers all looking up at a man in the window. The window was square and the man was nasally. He was talking at the workers. The workers looked angry. I crept around the back of the room, trying not to be in the sight lines of the window. I felt like I was Frodo or Sam in Mordor. Probably more like Sam. I liked to garden. All the while, the workers were getting less and less content. Then the riots started. I didn't want to be caught in the middle of the riot, so I didn't want to be caught in the middle of a riot, be it minions of Seas or Sauron, so I ran. I made it to the other end of the huge room and through another door, and then I was in a library. A library of chocolate. And the library was like a maze, because I had no idea which way to go. There were huge stacks of boxes, piling three times my height, and all I could do was choose left or right. Right, left, right. And behind me, I heard thundering workers knocking over the maze of chocolate. I didn't know if they were after me, or after social justice, or I before E, except after C's, but I kept running. And there in front of me was a T in the maze. There was a way left and a way right, and I had nowhere to go because there were workers both ways and behind me, charging for me. That's when I realized that life is like stomached. A T comes at the end. And there, in that T, in that C's, I was trampled to death. And I was transported back home, and that is the end of the story. So, thank you for listening to that story. And now we've got some more music. How about More Than a Feeling? Here it comes.
To start my day, I lost myself. forget the day and dream of a girl I used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away.
Flying all over the place. That was More Than a Feeling by Boston. Up next, we've got Video Killed the Radio Star. Oh, wait, it was right there. There it is. Yep. Here comes Video Killed the Radio Star. And that's a request from Nathan.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52, lying awake intent to tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
That was Video Killed the Radio Star, a request from Nathan Green. Thanks for listening, Nathan Green. You're like one of three visitors who aren't my mom. Or Yasmin's mom. Who may or may not be listening. I don't know if you can hear her.
I forgot to tell them to tune in today. But I'll just speak directly into the microphone.
I just cut off that song before.
Which song?
There's like 25 seconds left of that song.
The Radio Star one?
Video Killed the Radio Star. Anyway, yeah. Here's 25 or 6 to 4 to make up for those 25 seconds that I didn't play. Because that makes sense in my head.
Definitely.
Here comes 25 or 6 to 4 by Chicago.
Enjoy.
Waiting for the break of day.
And that was 25 or 6 to 4. You're listening to Silent X Radio, and I'm Allie with a Silent X. Up next, we've got Rock the Casbah by The Clash.
The shaky drove his Cadillac. He went cruising down the hill. The wizard was a standing on the radiator grill.
You're listening to Silent X Radio, and we're almost done, and I've completely forgotten to do my novelty song and my new song. I guess my novelty song will be that short story. Then again, it was also new, so maybe it can be both. Anyway, here's Sweet Judy Blue Eyes. Here it comes.
Getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud.
I am lonely.
I am yours, you are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Remember.
what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I am not dreaming.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard.
Tearing yourself away from me now, you are free. And I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do. That's forever. Yes, and for always.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
You make it hard.
Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret.
Are you still listening?
Here is the lock and laughter, the key to your heart.
And I love you.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard, and you make it hard.
Listen to me, baby. It's my heart that's a soft and it's a dark, and that's what I had to do.
I've got an answer. I'm going to fly away. What have I got to lose? Will you come see me Thursdays and Saturdays?
Hey, hey, hey.
What have you got to lose?
Chestnut, brown, canary,
ruby-throated sparrow, sing the song, don't be long, thrill me to the marrow.
Voices of the angel ring around the moonlight.
asking me, said she's so free. How can you catch the sparrow? Lacey lilting lyric, losing love, love and a day. Change my life, make it right. Be my lady. Do 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 do.
An a cappella version of that, come to a Gin and Tonics performance, which is the a cappella group that I am in. Maybe I'll try to get them in here sometime. Probably not this year. It's going to be great, though. Anyway, we have at least one more Silent X Radio of the year, and that is next Wednesday from 7 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, or from, what is that, 4 to 5 Pacific Standard Time, or what is that? Yeah, 8... Yeah, now, basically. Whatever time this is, now. Now, but earlier. Anyway. Sort of. Yeah, anyway. I probably sound like I'm talking to myself. I'm actually talking to Yasmin, who is here and doesn't talk in the microphone. Anyway, that was all for tonight. Enjoy your Wednesday.
By talking to the microphone, it's ironically. It's a hipster thing.
Yeah. Anyway, have a fantastic weekend. Or week. Yes. Don't stress out too much about your finals. Or if you're going to fail, you should stress out about them.
But eat chocolate afterwards.
But eat chocolate. Yeah. And then... No. Chocolate is stressful. Right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.